Mindfully loving you, we come, invoking from the great central sun a stream of Buddhic essence, which we draw now through our hearts and minds and deliver to you each one in a conflagration of the sacred. And through an expansion of this essence within the availability of your heart and mind in this time and space now. This heart mindfulness is a dispensation of light that we have garnered primarily because of the constancy of your spiritual practices, blessed ones. And therefore it is meet for us to provide to our own this resource. As we roll out a greater carpet of light, that we invite you to ride upon now, as through divine magic we rise in spirit above the earth, even outside her orbit, to view this planet from the vantage point of the great Buddha beings, whose love and mindfulness, through a constant action of perfect vision, see clearly what is from the all-seeing eye of the One. You see the totality of Earth as one being. You do not see from this reference point individual life streams. Monads separate. You see one beautiful and divine sphere gently traversing within the solar system, an orbit around its source, the sun. You see the earth itself as a divine being, has attended to its purpose. Always attentive to the sun. It has not left its orbit. It has maintained the regularity of its beingness. And so you may also, by identifying with the sum total and the greater beingness of your true self, both in relation to the earth and to the sun, as one with the earth and one from the sun's vantage point with the galaxy and the galaxy as one with the great central sun. On this magic carpet ride, we show you much of that which is transpiring within the etheric realms, for we heighten your vision now to perceive from the ascended master vantage point what the Buddhas do in their spiritual work. Some of this may be surprising to you, dearest ones. And I give you a short vision. Some of you have seen that movie of the Superman. Do you remember when he was almost completely gone, and yet through the final impulse of will, he ascended beyond the earth and was recharged by the light of the sun itself. Well, use this metaphor and visualization yourself when at times things may seem untoward or depressing in your realm. With the sun at play in your life, with the sun before you as your example, you may always have what you require from this all source of light, love, and beingness. And you too, as a superman or a superwoman, within your Buddha nature, may have the essentials of life to fulfill your purpose, to maintain cosmic presence, and to deliver to those whom you were sent to assist your highest essence, your most noble and blessed selfhood. Imagine with us now a new earth, reconceived in freedom and love and enlightenment. And pour forth now through your hearts and minds the completeness of what you can muster within you of this love, wisdom, power to help the earth and all mankind in this hour. You see, the Buddhas are energetically caressing and loving the earth and all life upon it, in a continuity of divine expression, harvesting through their mindfulness the higher essences that some among humanity offer within their spiritual work toward the greater work of the Spirit. Beyond the beyond, and unto infinite cycles of immortality and the most illustrious life of oneness with the Source. Imagine with us now, again, not a vain world, a world golden, bright, cheery, and effulgent in spirit. Imagine with us again and again through this higher state of loving mindfulness, a planet, both as the Elohim conceived of it, and as it has now evolved, and yet refreshed by the Spirit, rejuvenated by God's light and love, and empowered with a new viriac field of energy, solar joy. This may be for you a short meditation to engage in as you come before the sun and do your solar gazing each morning. For it only takes a few moments of divine mindfulness to recreate the earth in its pristine and primeval glory. Now you have another key in your spiritual toolbox to use. It is what the Buddhas do, and the mothers with them, loving the earth, cherishing all life, and extending the radiance of hope and every new possibility for resolution and completion to manifest. Now, through this dispensation, I, with permission from the Solar Lords, tweak the radiant field of light, the aura of the earth itself, with our twin flame Buddhic essence, for a greater harmony to ensue, a greater peace to be restored, a greater loving mindfulness to manifest in the lives of all mankind, and especially within the lives of our disciples and holy ones. Eton, eton, eton. Yahweh, 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 Elohim. Yahweh, 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 Angels of the sun, answer now, streaming forth in solar joy, the radiance of the new day, the brilliance of Buddhic beingness for you.